Hey, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Heat Press for Profit Live. I'm excited that you are watching today, whether that's on Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube, because we have an exciting show. For those that are listening afterwards, I would encourage you to head over to Facebook, join our Heat Press for Profit community, where you can see a lot of different parts of this content, including some photography, which is our primary topic today. And this is conversational, so I would encourage you to chat in. If you are watching live, let us know who you are and where you're watching from. We'd love to know that you're here today. And the reason I'm so excited today is because we have Jax Apparel joining us. And we have the founder of Jax Apparel, Jax herself, that's going to talk about us, talk about her journey and starting the business. But more than that, we're going to get into where the business is at today and some ways she's been very successful with product photography, and hopefully be able to share some tips to get you taking better photos in your apparel decoration business to highlight that product, to sell more products. So without further ado, we'll go ahead and get this show started, and let me bring in Jax into the screen. How are you doing today, Jax?
Hey, guys. How's everyone today?
Yeah, doing great here. So I've been looking forward to bringing you on for some Stalls content for quite a bit. I know we reached out some time ago, and this podcast opportunity seemed to be the perfect one to learn a little bit more about you and what you have going on. So tell us about Jax Apparel.
So obviously I have to start with the name, Jax. Yes, that is my name. My full name is Jacqueline. When I was about 2 years old, my grandma just started calling me Jax, and it kind of just stuck. So upon naming a business and getting a logo and all those things, that can be kind of hectic, right?
Yeah.
Well, I did not want Jax in the name at all. I honestly fought back with it all the time, and I just had really supportive people who was like, when we meet you, you are the brand. You sell the brand. It's you. And I'm thankful for that now, because I wasn't expecting that. So that's kind of where the name originated from, is okay, it's Jax. Like, let's just do it. And but everyone calls me that. My grandma, my nana, my grandpa.
Yeah.
So that's the best. It's a fun part of it, but it is me. So
I love it. I love it. And that really pulls it through and says, like, your business is really an extension of your personal brand, and your personal brand is important to the business. Right?
And everyone should be, right? Like, if you're the person behind it, you want to stand behind your brand, right? And stand behind what you do. And it also holds me accountable, to be honest. I mean, my name is attached to it, right? Like, I can't hide. And that's for the highest highs and the lowest lows. So it's definitely important to me.
Awesome. So tell me, for our audience that's listening or viewing, when did you start the business? Where's the business located? And, like, in a nutshell, what do you do in apparel decorating?
Okay. So I originally, I'm still a real estate agent, believe it or not. But obviously everyone knows that market is always shifting. I actually have a really artistic and graphic background, right? So sometimes you just can't dull that down. Like, it just keeps coming, and you can't let it go all the time. So I actually coached travel girls basketball for 4 years. And I was actually contacted by another local company and said, hey, we want to represent your brand. Can we sponsor you? And I was like, come on, let's go. Well, I showed up to the establishment and they just needed help, right? And so I jumped right in and just helped on a no fee basis. And I was like, oh my God, like, I was meant to do this, right? Like, I have to do this. So, and I'm not in any conflict with that business, even though it's local anymore. So that's how I was like, I can't give this up, right? Like, I got my feet wet, and now we need to jump in. So, that's what I chose to do. So we started it last year, at the end, I don't want to say the end of COVID, you know, but you know, that's when we did, which was a very massive risk, right? Mm-hmm. All of us in the business know that was a massive risk. But again, I wasn't giving it up. It's a passion, and I chose to follow it. So,
okay. So when you started, and you're in Northeast Ohio, just for our viewership.
I am.
When you started the business, like, did you start with equipment? Did you start outsourcing? Like, how did you functionally get started?
Yep. So the business I previously worked with had Stalls equipment. Very quickly became obsessed with it because it was efficient. It was smooth. It was easy to operate. right? Like the quality, right? Like we could sell products based on just the quality of equipment we used. So that was super important. And then we were doing apparel, any kind of apparel and hats. And then what I kind of, being a female in the business, was brands of clothing, right? Like, no offense, fellas, but sometimes you pick that thing that's comfortable, right? Or that is reusable, or if it gets damaged, right? Some of us ladies like to work on very comfortable. We like to look good, right? And what I was able to bring to the table were, hey, we're only paying this much more for something, in my opinion, this much nicer, something that's going to last. And then that popped off marketing wise is, hey, because of the things we could offer and the way we order through Saul's, you could have this shirt at this price level and you could also offer this to your clients and have this price point, right? Well, then what they started seeing is these were going down and the quality items, right, were being ordered more and then people were wearing them more. So that was important.
For actual clothing brands.
Yeah, so actual clothing brands. And I would always say one of my sales pitches, which I don't believe it's a sales pitch. I think it's very honest. I don't want you just wearing my apparel on times you're going to see me. Like, I want you wearing it to the grocery store. I want you wearing it to church. I want you wearing it to your kids' events. I want you wearing it to your family's house. I want you wearing it all the time, right? Because first of all, I want you comfortable and it's your brand that I created. So at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about them representing their own brand and being comfortable in something that they love and have passion for, which is their name brand. Mm. So yeah. That's a game changer.
I love that. And I love that focusing more on the premium and something that's going to get worn out, pun intended, mm-hmm. worn out to the event, and then just worn a lot over the life of the garment.
Right. Well, and layering and logo placement, right? And that's a huge thing. And that transfers over into photography. What are we trying to showcase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And so that's really what sucked me in. You know, I'm in the Heat Press for Profit group. I go in there often to try to like just learn, mm-hmm. answer questions when I can, and really to get ideas for content so we can help other apparel decorators to achieve their business goals. And when I saw your product photography, just the amount of engagement it got with even in our confined group, I was like, there's something here and this stuff is awesome. So we need to be to learn what you're doing. So I'm going to share a photo real quick so everybody can appreciate this. But for those just listening, you'll still be able to get some tips from today's session. Talk to me about first this client, what you've done here, and really how you set up to get this quality of photo.
Yeah. So I think everyone's going to be really shocked how easy this is. And I know one of the questions was asked, can anybody do this? You absolutely can. I would love to say this is so fancy. I promise you it's not, right? So this is obviously a high quality hat. Obviously we left the logo on there on purpose to show what kind of quality hats we can get, right? Like you're going to a mall. Okay. This client is actually in the No Prep Kings, actually on Discovery Channel, if anybody watches that. So he's the No Prep King, Revolution Racing, Tony McKenney. So he just wanted something quality that they could sell. They have obviously a lot of fans that they could sell at the drag strip when they're racing on those weekends. So, and they were very interested in having the logo on multiple different hats, right? Because there's so many different people, not everyone wears the same thing. And that's something that we love to do, right? Like grandma could wear this hat, little brother can wear this hat, and you know, mom can wear this hat. So they wanted variety and quality. And in my opinion, with photos, they're drag racers, right? So we like to kind of, I want to say like couple the theme, right? So I wouldn't put this hat with flowers, right?
Right.
Like
yeah.
I wouldn't put this hat next to ballet slippers. Okay. So, you know, we chose to stay with the concrete and that is literally, and like I said, I think people are going to be very surprised. This is literally the concrete out in the parking lot of the shop.
Yeah. So for those listening, what we have on the screen is one of Jax's photos and it's decorated with a dimensional logo that is Revolution Racing. She's already explained that this logo went across many different products to be mm-hmm. able to serve different customer types and how they wanted to represent or what colors they wanted to wear. We're looking at a new era 5950 flat bill snapback cap, and it's laid down on this base that's the other element coming through in the photo that is the parking lot, as we've just found out.
It's literally the concrete.
Awesome. And so I'm gonna go ahead and toggle to another one so we can dive through. And so what it seems like you're varying what you're are laying the product down on to create the photo. What's the story behind?
We do. Well, again, this is the same. This is Tony McKenney's. This is actually the name of the car. Is actually Novocaine. And so in the last emblem, I really hope everyone goes and looks at the pictures because they are so important. The last finish was a domed matte emblem, okay? Kind of set in that bottom right-hand corner of the cap. There's a six-panel cap, so at the bottom. And now this one is actually a metallic domed. And it's actually kind of, what would you say, Josh? Like, I don't know, 45 degree, a little bit, like,
yeah, it's about on somewhere around probably a 35 to 45 degree angle.
Yeah, kind of tilted on the cap, right? And we put this one actually, and again, like literally the rustic wood table in the shop.
Yeah, so I love that. And so mixing up the environment where you're taking the photo, we're working with premium dimensional logos. You've already talked about the domed finish emblem. And for those that are interested, the product is flex style. All Jax is doing is heat applying these, and we'll go into that in a little bit to create the looks. But you have the flat finish, and now we have the metallic finish. And I was wondering this myself, like, are you charging more for one or the other? Or is it around the same price point for metallic versus flat?
I actually charge the same. I'm super transparent with all of that. Because at the end of the day, this specific client, he was making profit selling them at the track, right? Mm-hmm. So I gave them my flat price. And then I said, hey, if you want to go make money, this is what you can go up to, right? And you charge what you want to charge, because that was his merchandising plan. And I've actually had the pleasure of going there with them and helping them sell things. And, you know, everyone has a story, and it's just, it's fun to use apparel as part of that story.
Yeah, and you're engaged in this racing community, correct? Mm-hmm. So you understand the customers and the needs very much.
Well, and they're just very different. I mean, right? Like, and you get every age range, and a lot of racing, actually sports in general, I feel is generational, right? So you have everyone from great grandpa to the newborn, you know, literally the newborn, and they're family events. So I think that's really huge in the business to be able to hit that many generational things for all of those people.
Yeah. And so we've looked at six panel caps. It seems like for that brand, for that design, you went with that sort of lower left placement as we're, as we're wearing the cap down in that front left panel. Is that a popular location for you? Do you press that?
It's a huge location. It's my personal favorite. And it's kind of been a lot of my, once they realized that they could do that, right? Like that's like, again, a perk of stalls. Hey, we want 25 hats with the emblem in the middle, and we want 25 hats with it dropped to the left. I mean, that's a massive selling point, right? Of, hey, and then that's a massive upsell also. Hey, why don't we do 25 in the left, 25 in the center? Now I just sold 50 emblems kind of without trying.
Yeah. And sometimes the hat design kind of dictates that, right? So if we're working with a, you know, a six panel cap versus a seven panel cap, I imagine on the seven panel caps, the center placement is more popular. Is it?
Yep. Anything on a seven panel is always going to be centered. For us, I take that back. I know one time it was a smaller one and we just dropped it to that bottom. It was, I think it was one word, and we dropped it to the bottom right-hand corner. But in this specific picture, we have the seven panel and the six panel, and they're in two different placements. So again, variety, you know, to people that were purchasing them.
Okay. And then brand of cap. I know I've seen quite a few new eras already that you seem to be working with, a little bit of Richardson. What brands of caps are you relying on? And I guess the most important question is, why those brands for you?
Okay. So multiple layers to this. Obviously, when anyone that was working in the business at the time of COVID, stock was, you know, we would laugh about it, but at night we cried about it, right?
Yeah, like, not kidding.
You know, people, I mean, I will not people, we lost business because we could not get a black Richardson hat, right? Like, I couldn't get their favorite hat. And it didn't matter if we're like, well, we can get this one. It's not what their fans were buying, right? So we started reaching out and getting creative, and it was literally, okay, hey, we have this much extra money. Let's buy 5 new hats and try them, right? And let's get them on people's heads and let's get them in people's hands and let's photograph them, right? And let's see what they pick up on. And the new era was just, they had stock, they had color choices, they have variety because they have snapback, flat built, curved, right? And we were able to offer that. So that's the main, those are the main reasons.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, very, very practical, right? Got to be an inventory for you to be able to generate revenue and meet your customers' needs.
Yeah, that's kind of important in the business that we do.
Yeah. So I want to dive a little bit deeper. One, I love the idea here where you've kind of brought in two caps in a photo.
There's really actually just three, but you can't really see. Yeah, you can't really see the other
one. Oh, I see it here. I see it.
The shadow's in there.
Yeah, over in the back right here for those watching. So when I look at this, like the lighting, like if somebody wants to take high quality product photography, what are some of the tips you would recommend with how you are setting up to shoot these? What's the setup look like?
Okay, so everyone is going to be shocked. Hold on to your seat here, folks. This is literally smartphone photography. So my personal phone is an iPhone, and I actually took this photo with an iPhone. And my favorite setting in the iPhone is going to be portrait mode. One reason, it blanks out the background. This is actually, this one blacks out. There's multiple ones, right? So you want to switch. If anybody is alert to an iPhone, supposedly, you know, droids have the same thing. I'm just not savvy on that. But if you are, just, you have to just kind of play with it, right? Well, this one has the special lighting. It has, literally will have a circle on your screen that will showcase what it's going to light up, okay? So, and then it blacks out the remainder. Okay, so why this one is obviously important, and we used it, obviously we want to showcase our client's logo. That's massive, right? That's what we're trying to do. That's our client, that's the person we care about the most, and we want to show their brand. Second of all, we want to show the hat and the quality and the details on the hat, right? Like, I don't care about anything else in the background. We're selling hats and emblems and selling, you know, this client's brand. So that's why, obviously, this lighting setup and that setting on my phone just got very popular because we love it and everyone else loved it too.
Yeah. So, so you've really used that portrait mode. And then within there, you've had some options to really set your area of focus, which depending on what you want to highlight, which is typically the logo and the brand, drawing attention to that through the lighting. Is there any external lighting that's happening here outside of the work on the phone?
No, that one was actually taken inside. Perks of living in Northeast Ohio, we always don't have that lovely can walk outside, and we don't always have sunshine to use, right? Yeah. So again, being flexible and creative of what we could do inside the shop, right, and still do something cool. So yeah, there was just sadness outside in Ohio skies, so we had to take it inside.
All right, awesome. Well, hey, for those of you joining or listening, we're joined by Jax from Jax Apparel. She is talking to us about her business, talking to us about very simple and easy to execute product photography tips, as we're sharing some photos here, which will be on our YouTube channel at Stalls TV and also within our Heat Press for Profit group. We're getting some feedback, so we want to say hey to our live audience. Jane says, very nice, high-end looking photos. Skip, who is always very active with us here at Stall, says, Skip, what's up? We also have some racing fans chiming in, watching on YouTube.
So, oh, yay.
Pearls to Pistons says, Love them. To see you.
Good to see you guys.
And then we have Trevor watching from PA.
Neighbors.
Yeah, and then we have everywhere from Kentucky to Massachusetts.
There we go.
To
all the East Coast people are awake.
Wait, there's a little nice weather here coming next to you.
Oh,
Arizona is in the house. All right, and then we have even up in Washington. So all over the place. I wonder if anybody's watching internationally today. Yeah, it's good to see you all here. And Sacramento.
There we go. There's our West Coast representing. We had everybody there.
Yeah, and Shelby's watching. She's another one of our Stalls ambassadors. She'll be joining me Monday within our group to do a live. And okay, I knew we had some international watchers here. So we got South America.
Oh, love
in the house.
It. Hi, okay. Kurt.
Cool. So Kathy's watching. She uses portrait mode a lot as well. I know not all of your photos are taking in the inside environment. So let me pull up this example. And here we're kind of exploring outside of caps, and you're decorating. Yep. It looks like a duffel bag and another product.
Yep. This was one actually sunny Florida. This is one of my clients in Florida, and this is a Pop Warner football team. We actually had the pleasure. Jack's Apparel actually designed this logo. This was not their original logo, and they asked for a new logo design. So we did a new logo design, and they are amazing, and they put it on everything, and like we support them very big. But they asked for bags to put all of their football equipment in. It's obviously children, so children can keep track of their items. And again, I would never photograph a football bag, right? Like, we want to put it in the grass. We want to put it in, you know, in the dirt. We want to put it where, you know, it's going to be most all the time. So again, that's why we choose where we're taking photos. And you see kind of where the light is, right? We want to show the different colored bags and that logo because we're proud of it. And so should they be.
Yeah, what are some of the, we've talked a little bit about the dimensional emblems and flex style. This is another treatment here. What are your most relied upon, like logo styles and types that you're using product?
Well, this is the twill, obviously, and because we could do a bigger, obviously, on a big, huge bag for football equipment, we need a much bigger, cost-effective application. So that's why that twill, you know, and a lot of people, when they thought it, you know, it does look very embroidered, right? And, but with all those different colors and stuff, that just would have never been cost effective for time, cost, or anything for this football team. So we were able to offer them a great product that's, you know, that was durable, that, you know, and a lot of people did, and these shipped all to Florida. They ordered about 50 bags, and then, you know, they actually had names and numbers embroidered onto them in Florida. So, super
cool.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of varying the different treatments and using the best of those treatments. And so something that I feel is challenging is like people are easily overwhelmed by the amount of choices.
Oh, yeah.
You're only a year or so into the business. I know you had experience prior to that. How did you really explore the products, and what tips would you have based on your experience for like exploring the products that you're ultimately going to make part of your line and show to your potential clients? How do you pare it down?
Okay, so about two things. So you asked a couple questions, right? So first thing is, how did I become aware of different products, right? Buying sample packs, you know, that's a blessing to be able to, hey, get a sample pack of this, right? The sample pack of all the emblems that are offered. And selling to clients, we would take all of them, right? Like, look at all the options you can have. And a lot of our business will always be education, right? I tell everyone it's a rabbit hole, right? I try to ask, and it's basically in a sales meeting, right? Like, what are you looking for to get out of it? So we're able to kind of narrow down what people need. Budget is obviously massive, right? For any of our clients buying things, what is your budget? Okay. And then obviously, what are we putting it on? Right? We all know that some things work with other things. A lot of people, and I know I have photos of them, but a lot of the hat emblems I put on book bags. I put them on fanny packs. I've put them on pants. You know, and so they're very versatile. But just testing them out and seeing what works best for that client on multiple levels. Sizing is huge. Everyone knows with the emblems, sizing is huge. So if they need something bigger, we have to explore those other options. Obviously, the group that we're all part of, you know, the Heat Press group and people talking and seeing what other people are doing. It's okay to ask other people questions, right? It's okay to give other people advice. And I think we should all support each other in all of those things.
Yeah, I love it. And that's the spirit of what we're trying to help just facilitate with community. And
yeah.
We have a lot of business owners who freely share, freely ask questions.
Yep.
And it's been phenomenal. So so going through that, and did you actually use the sample pack choices to go out and show your client the choices?
Oh absolutely. So with the first business that I was introduced with, we had a huge trailer that we actually took on site, and we had them all in boxes, and we would, you know, our part of our sales is we would literally open the box and show them. And people are honestly mind blown. They don't realize that there's all these applications, and then educating them. They're like, what do you mean? Like, you don't have to give someone 25 shirts in the same location, in the same colors, right? Like, it's a lot. It's very overwhelming, right? But showing people that it can be done to their budget and their needs is really what sells the items.
And I do want to probe just a little bit deeper on the budget question, because my history is mostly in sales.
Yep.
And what I find is a lot of people are afraid to get to that one, to ask the budget question.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like the potential tension that happens between you and a client when we talk mm-hmm. about budget. So how are you able to navigate that? And do you find clients just answering that question directly, or what responses do you get?
I actually feel like I feel like I have a knack to just kind of ease into it, right? Like, I mean, perfect example is I pull out, you know, hey, there's this hat, right? There's this hat. And I basically show them, right, all these levels of things, right? There's this, best, better, best. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Great. What do you like, right? And then I straight up tell them, right? Transparency. This hat is going to cost you. I mean, this is the new era snapback. Like, this hat is not $3 blank.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it just flows naturally as, hey, this is what you like. This is what it's going to cost you.
So you do find yourself utilizing like good, better, best, and at least starting with some choice and saying, hey, do we want premium brand? Do you have budget for that mm-hmm. to flex? Do we want something middle of the road, or do we look yep. for an economy option?
Well, and I think a lot of people, I think the emblem, if they're going to buy 25 or more, right? I think the opportunity to be able to buy a $3 blank to a $10 blank range, right? I could buy five of each, and you could have the best of all four levels of quality and not sacrificing the emblem quality and that look. So that's massive for me.
Yeah, I love that. So think about tips for decorators listening and watching. Think about the products you're using.
Mm-hmm.
With emblem products, we know price is driven by quantity and also by size. So by mm-hmm. hitting those trendy print locations of the lower left, not only are we getting something on trend, we are controlling our cost a bit, right?
Yep.
To make sure we're making good money. And then also utilizing the fact that we're using a heat press, and so we can take this emblem at 25 or at 100 pieces across a product assortment,
yep.
whether that's within all hats or whether that's a hat, a backpack, and a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It's all possible. So I love those tips. And do you find, I guess, what percentage of your business are hats, would you estimate of your sales? That's what I've seen a lot of
photos. A huge percentage, right? Like, as long as we can get the hat in stock, right, and the colors that they want, like, you know, that's still always, you know, a knack in my side, right? Like,
yeah.
But it's getting better, obviously. So, you know, just giving them variety. Yeah, that's not horribly stressful at times.
Good. One more photo that I want to share and ask about. And the point of this one is it looks like it's taken in the actual environment, right? Which really connects to your target audience.
It is. This is actually my favorite place to be, besides obviously with my three amazing kids and my husband. But this is actually this hat. This is a drag racing client, the Wensley, they're just, they're an amazing family, period. But this is actually on the wall right at the starting line, which is normally where you will find me when I am there. And that was just important to me. I mean, their hats are beautiful. Their logo was beautiful. And just being there, seeing with the drag strip and the bleachers and everything behind them, I love this picture and I love them. So
I love this comment too. What a shot. Love that hat in the wild.
And that's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just how it is. And I love it. And I think that's what, if more people did that, I know we all get busy and I know, you know, shops aren't always the brightest with all the light, you know, and we're working really late nights. I know Josh and I, we were talking about that, you know, a lot of us are night owls and sometimes, and we're inside, right? Like, you can't create clothing, you know, always out in the elements. So, being able to get out there and remember and be like, hey, I'm going to this sporting event, right? Like, take the hat with you. Like, try to remember, take the shirt with you right? Try to get those photos of the people wearing them and in their real environment, in their wild environment.
Yeah, yeah. And so this has been phenomenal. And I want to thank you for coming on and sharing all of these tips. I also want to encourage our audience that if you are watching this live and have questions, we would welcome your questions for Jax about her business. Any question, product photography, product she's using, tips in the business, whatever you want to ask about. One thing I do want to just go a little further on is you have great photos. Where are you thinking about where these photos are going to be shared at? And like, where is that? And what type of responses are you getting from your potential clients?
Absolutely. I mean, social media, whether anybody has an opinion on it, it's something that we need in our business. I mean, people now have in my opinion, a 2-second attention span and rebound, right? Like when you're scrolling with your finger, what is stopping you from stopping and looking at anything, right? So, and especially kids. Now, I mean, love mine to death, but I mean, they move faster than sometimes I feel the world is spinning. So what stops people, right? I give all of the pictures we take to my clients. We may have taken them, we may have created the photo, but it's their brand, right? So where are they putting them? They put them on websites, they put them on their socials. They're super proud of them. And so that's kind of cross-branding as well. That's super important to me is, you know, cross-branding is how can I help you and you help me, so.
Awesome. And what are your most used social channels where you're driving engagement with your customers?
Obviously right now we're at Instagram and Facebook. We have a TikTok that's harder with apparel in my opinion. Unless you have like live models and stuff, like that's harder in my opinion, which I always don't have willing participants for that to jump in and make some dancing video and clothing. and then Pinterest too, that's getting really popular just because that platform has changed so much.
Awesome. We do have some questions coming in, so I want to make sure we get to those. Dan Zane Printing Services. I'll read it to you so everybody can hear it. It says, I'm in the process of taking photos for my website, which is under construction right now. Would you advise to pay a professional photographer, or would you rather do it yourself? What's your opinion?
Okay, so for in anything, professional photographer, everyone can be a professional. That doesn't mean that they're what you're going to want for your website, right? So I'm going to advise you to find, if you are going to pay a professional photographer, look at their work, ask for their background. You want to see what they have done for website photography because that is very important. You know, if they're taking pictures of something else that is not going to be conducive to what you're doing on your website, you know, then they're just not going to be your person. So do your background on that. Obviously for me, me, myself, and I with that. And obviously the kids, I have college kids that work for us and some high school seniors. And again, I love them to death. Sometimes they're a pain in my butt. It's a lot of education with them and, you know, kind of moral ethic business stuff. But they also are super trendy and super fun and give me ideas all the time. So I'm thankful for that too.
Awesome. And I would just add, it's pretty inexpensive to try it yourself. So give it a go. See what you think of the quality. And then you can always move on to a professional.
Or ask questions. I mean, you know what I mean? Like how much there's always going to be someone that is willing to help you without a huge professional fee.
Yeah. So Kirk, you're like me, Kirk. I only remember the photos after I delivered the product, right?
That's another thing. Yeah. How fast? What's our timeline? When does it need to get out? Right. But I think all of us, if we tried better, right? Like, and I will be the first one to admit, I'm sometimes so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have not posted to our social media. Right. And some of my girls are like, I forgot. And I'm like, we have to do it, you know, and it's fun when we do it. So let's do what makes us feel good and have a good time.
Yeah. What's most important to you? Priorities, right? And then, this is good. So Jane took your tips and spends her weekends at the gym. And so she's going to start taking pictures there. It'll help with social media and her website.
It will. People love accountability, first of all, but just, you know, who can you attract, right? Like who can you connect with? So if you're at the gym, like, you know, that is going to be an audience for you. Like take your pictures there, you know, and kind of think outside the box. It always just doesn't have to be, you know, a green screen or a photo backdrop, right? kind of, I love when he's like, oh, put it in the wild. Like literally go put it where it's going to be seen most.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Well, you've certainly dropped a lot of help and a lot of knowledge, but I have one more question for you.
Sure.
And that is, what's next as you look out into 2023, what's next for Jack's Apparel? What's next for you? What's your goal for this year?
My goal is, and it's funny, is just putting myself out there more, right? Being more, relatable and having access to me and my business. Cause sometimes when you're growing, you know, you get nervous and you're like, well, let me get my, you know, are my feet that wet? Like you just get nervous with yourself or you doubt yourself. But I've absolutely, like, confidence will win every time. And if you don't actually have to have it yourself, you find people around you, right? I will not sugarcoat it. I was so nervous to be on today. And the girls are like, you're fine. You know, like, again, you know, just putting yourself out there and being proud of what you're creating in your own shop. Believe in yourself and other people will notice, I promise.
Awesome. Great advice. And we thank you for stepping out a little bit and joining us. I know all of our viewers have picked up tips today and learned a lot and are inspired to take some of these things and implement them.
And I'm always accessible. If anybody has any questions, like, I'm all about helping everyone. That's how the world becomes a better place. Help everyone else.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jax.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. We appreciate everybody coming on today for our Heat Press for Profit podcast. We are so thankful to Jax from Jax Apparel for joining us. And this is a podcast that not only you can listen to anywhere you listen to podcasts, but you can watch live and participate. And so you can watch on the Stalls TV YouTube channel, the Transfer Express YouTube channel, on our LinkedIn account, over in the Heat Press for Profit Facebook group, or in those pages on Facebook. There are so many ways to engage with us, to interact with other business owners, and become part of the conversation. So we broadcast every week on Fridays at 12 Eastern Time, bringing in new apparel decorator guests. So if you have something to share and you want to be a part of the podcast, make sure you connect with us. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you all next week.